Hello, I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. This is the Surrender Break Room, a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I am just excited to be with you today, to be able to share with you some information. I'm hoping it'll help you to grow and all that good stuff. But can I say first, thank you guys for really supporting this podcast, sharing it with other people. You have just helped us to grow and really expand our reach to other people. So I really appreciate you. And I wanted to say that this fine Monday morning or whatever time you're listening to this podcast. So thank you again. And today, you all, I wanted to talk from a subject that is something I've been thinking about as of late with all the things that have gone on in the ministry. So as you know, I am, again, I told you I was an author, but I'm also a ministry leader for our ministry, Dr. Celeste Owens Ministries, and also ministry lead for Surrender 365 Inc., which is the nonprofit arm of our business. And I've seen God just really elevate us and do some amazing things in and through us. And I wanted to talk about that today. You know, how do you do that? So I wanted to talk from this topic, breaking through barriers to elevation. Ooh, right? Breaking through barriers to elevation. So often people start a project or start a ministry or start a business or whatever it is, and they hit that first barrier and they're like, either they go back home, which means they quit, or they just say, I'll stay here. I'm good. It's okay. I'll just stay like this. But God is not a God who is into mediocre or into average. He's an extraordinary God. So he needs for you to know that you are extraordinary as well. And when you hit those barriers, it's not for you just to say, oh, well, I give up here. No, it's for you to press through those barriers, get beyond them so you can get to your next level. So that's what this podcast is about today. Next level thinking, next level doing, next level experiencing, whatever that is for you, next level. In order to get to the next level in anything you're doing, in order to get to the next level, a shift must occur. There must be some kind of shift. You just not go willy-nilly roll it to the next level and, oh, I'm in the next level. It's going to be more work than that. And a shift has to occur. And if we're talking about perhaps you have a business, then we mean, when I talk about shift, I mean that there has to be a shift in your branding or either your target audience or your business model or the messaging that you're sending out through your marketing, whatever that looks like. There has to be some kind of change. There has to be some kind of change in order for that to happen. And I have been a living witness of having to get to the place where I understood, was willing to roll with the changes that needed to happen. And it's so easy to get really complacent and stuck in an area, or if you're doing well. I'm not even acting like you're just, you know, not doing well. You could be at a place wherever it is, in your business, your ministry, your schooling, whatever it is, parenting, whatever, in whatever way you're a leader, where you're like, this is good enough. I'm good right here. But no, you're going to have to push past and make a shift. There's a scripture that I like to revisit when I know that God is elevating me and requiring me to do some things and a shift needs to occur. I go back to the scripture, and it's Isaiah 54:2. Enlarge the place of your tent is a directive, you guys. Your tent might be like the little camp-sized tent, and it needs to be like the church meeting tent. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, and just spread on out, y'all. Don't you love that? And when I look at that, I always say, okay. So Celeste, how are you going to stretch yourself? How are you going to pull those tent strings so that you can make it to the next level, so that you can elevate? And you know what the number one key to elevation is? I'm going to tell you right now, just in case you're not going to join me after the break, just in case you got to go. The number one way to break through a barrier and to be elevated is to upgrade your mindset. And that's what that scripture for me does. That Isaiah 54:2, enlarge the place of your tent. It upgrades your mindset. It says, oh my goodness, I got to stretch. I got to really pull these tent strings wide because there is so much more that's coming my way. And that's what you have to do. You have to upgrade your mindset. You, in upgrading your mindset, it's not even a matter of you having to leave wherever you are at that moment. So say you're just sitting in your home office, but you know that God wants to take you into a building. You know what you have to do? In upgrading your mindset has to say, I believe this is possible. You ain't even got to do anything yet. You don't even have to have more money yet. Upgrading your mindset just requires you to decide that it is possible. I believe this could happen. I can believe this could be true about me. I really believe that. I mean, even if your thing is, I'm single right now and I believe I should be married. I can see myself as a wife. I can see myself as a husband. I can see, it's, come on now, upgrade your mindset. That's what you have to do first. That don't cost you anything but some mental energy. It don't cost you a penny, but you have to upgrade that mindset. You have to believe that it could be possible, that it could be true, that it could occur for you. I keep harping on this because if you don't upgrade your mindset, it doesn't matter if something falls in your lap, it comes to your front door. You won't be able to receive and embrace it because your mindset won't allow you to do it. So when God talks about enlarging the place of your tent, stretching your tent strings wide, he's talking about your mind. Now, they were literally in the tent back then in the Old Testament, children of Israel in the tent. But for us today, you ain't in no tent. You know you ain't in a tent. But your tent is your mindset, and you have to stretch that thing. One of the scriptures I would read often when I know, or anytime I know I'm going to a space of elevation and there might be some barrier in the way for me to move forward, whatever that might be, I do the prayer of Jabez. I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Maybe today is your day to start the prayer, Jabez, for the next 30 days. Okay, God, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Right there, enlarge my territory. Because even you reciting a scripture like that says that you are changing your mindset to actually believe it could be so. And that's all you got to do. Upgrade your mindset. I know I spent a hot minute on upgrade your mindset because I had to, because it's needed and it's the first important, crucial step to breaking through those barriers to your elevation. So give me a sec. You know we got to take a break. But after this break, I'll be right back and I'm going to give you two more tips to breaking through barriers to your elevation. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Welcome back, you all. I am Dr. Celeste Owens, and this is the Surrender Break Room for Leaders, a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I hope you are getting a new perspective about barriers that might be in your way on today and how to break through those barriers for your elevation. The first thing I told you to do, you got to upgrade your mindset, and I spent a lot of time on that because, again, I told you it's the crucial step to whatever is next, that your mindset has to be different, your mindset has to be changed. And one of the things that had to occur for me as I was moving forward, knowing that my business had to grow, so you might not know this, but I started my ministry in my family room, just seeking God's face and wanting to know what he needed for me to do next. This was all the way in 2010, you guys. And God just took me on a series of fasts, and I ended up writing a book called The 40-Day Surrender Fast that year. Wrote that book. Didn't know I was writing a book. I was actually writing a blog. It didn't occur to me till probably about 7-8 months later that I had written a book, and I went about publishing the book, and the book has done well. And initially, you all, I thought the surrender fast was all I did. Like, I never considered that I would have, like, all these other arms associated with my ministry. I just always thought it would just be, I'm the fasting lady, and this is all I do. But God has grown the ministry beyond just the 40-Day Surrender Fast book. I've been able to write and publish other books. I became my own publishing company. All of these different amazing things that God's allowed me to do. I also have other streams of income coming in. I'm a wellness advocate with doTERRA essential oils. I got my hands in quite a few things, but it is good to diversify, right? But then I got the sense last year, so that's why this subject is so important to me about breaking through barriers to elevation, but I got the sense last year that God was stretching me again. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. And one of the things that he was stretching me to do was to hire a team. So maybe that's your number two, you guys. When you say, okay, I'm going to upgrade my mindset, maybe your number two is now I need to hire a team. It's been me, myself, and I for quite a while. I've done well, but I'm not going to go any further. My barrier now is myself, because if I don't multiply this team, I'm going to be stuck right here. So that's what was going on with me last year. God was like, early part of last year, you need to hire some other people. It can't just be you anymore. I'm going to be doing a lot more in and through you. So I had to break through that barrier, you guys, because first of all, hiring a team for me was two issues. These were two barriers for me in terms of hiring a team. One is money. How am I going to pay these people? Money has been one of those things that I thought I had to have before I actually made a step of faith, but no, money. And I think it was Mike Murdoch, he says that money is in your place of assignment. It is so true. I've learned it so many times. I've had to just do it, and then the money just shows up. So you just got to do that thing. So money was my barrier, or so I thought, and control was my barrier. I wanted my hands in everything, and I couldn't imagine handing it off to someone else. And what if they're not going to do it as good as I do it? Like, I'm not handing this off to anybody. But I knew I had to last year. So I went about doing it, you guys. I hired, this might be for some of you in ministry or whatever you're doing. I hired an accountant. I stopped doing my own books, hired an accountant. I hired a marketing person, and I hired an administrative support person. Three people. Y'all, I just went all out. I didn't just do one at a time. I just did three people all at the same time. Three people. And it is the best move I've made. I haven't felt missed a beat in the business. In fact, hiring these people increased my bottom line. I am now more profitable. Imagine that. But it's multiplication. That's what it is. I am actually more profitable now than I was before I decided to hire these people. And I have even had people say to me, oh my goodness, they thought I was still doing my marketing. That's what it was. They was like, man, you have gone next level. That's the word they use. You have gone next level with your marketing. I was like, it's not me. And I told them, who was doing it. I need to hire her. She is amazing. And she just taken everything to the next level. My administrative assistant anticipates needs, going above and beyond, and my accountant. So all of that. So if you are going to break those barriers, you got to know what it is that you think is holding you back. What mindset, as you shift your mindset, what parts of your thinking and belief might be holding you back? Examine those things under a microscope and say, you're not going to be in my way. If your next step is to go back to school, don't let I don't have enough money be in your way. I'm not smart enough. Don't let those things be in your way. Move forward in faith that you could do it. And number three, you guys, is just take an uncomfortable leap of faith. I know, I'm laughing as I say that, right? You're like, ooh, uncomfortable leap of faith. No, thank you. Yes, thank you. Take an uncomfortable leap of faith. And even as I was realizing last year that God wanted me to enlarge the place of my tent, I started adding things, you guys, that I was like, oh my goodness. So I had been a Periscope girl. So it's a video recording kind of platform. So I had been a Periscope girl for years. And people kept saying, you need to go to other platforms. So last year I started this podcast. I wanted to do a podcast, and then someone invited me to be a part of this podcast platform. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. Been great. More exposure, more connection with other people who do podcasts, so on and so forth. Last year, it was on my mind to go to YouTube. The end of last year, what happened? Periscope's like, we're shutting down. I'm like, oh my goodness, I've been with Periscope 5 years. They're shutting down. I got to go. And now I'm on YouTube. So all I'm saying, you guys, don't be the barrier in your own way of your growth by having the wrong mindset. That's what it comes down to. God wants to elevate you. He wants you to succeed beyond what you could ask or think, but you got to get out of your own way. Pretty much that's the whole lesson for today. Get out of your own way. Maybe that's what I should have called it today. But anyway, I hope that blessed you as you thought about and take to heart some of these things that we said today about breaking through barriers to your elevation. Stay in touch, you guys. Stay connected. You can find more about me at drcelesteowens.com. And I'll catch you next time in the break room. Be blessed.